Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Dot Zack building in the Grand Center area. Come by anytime, but on every Friday they'll have new music happy hour going on. They'll have new record spinning, and they'll have new music. This Friday, August 11th, they'll have records from Portugal, The Man, Coldplay, Foster the People, The Districts, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack, and much, much more. Find out full details at musicrecordshop.com. You can follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. And this year, Music Record Shop is also the official sponsor of Lubefest. So be sure to follow along and figure out how you can win yourself some Lubefest tickets this year. Again, all details, musicrecordshop.com. Check it out. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are the Illphonics, and
you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
St. Louis is best, baby. Yeah.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Now a part of the society. Feel honored. Hey, what's poppin', amigo? Tryna stack green nose Lego, purple in the emblem. And don't invite many people. And memberships earned inside of a kingdom. Put your canvas on the easel. What you paint of yourself is the image we believe so. Not a group for the weak though. And don't get us mixed up with the others deemed feeble. Be white, brown, and negro. All are involved and seen as an equal. And think twice for your leap though. Get concrete mode, the response will be lethal. P-U to the R-P. P-U-R-P-L-E all around me. So size to the I-E. And T to the Y, yeah, that's where you find me. Welcome.
We are.
Welcome.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys of Illphonics.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show, guys.
What's up, man?
Thank you.
We should, properly introduce ourselves. You guys want to go around the mic and say hey?
Sure. I'm Kevin. I play guitar in the band. Yeah, that's it.
What's up? Your boy Fallout, frontman, Illphonics.
Yeah, we're missing a couple of the guys today, but...
Everybody's like musicians and living life,
for sure.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Also, it's really hot today, so slowing everybody down, I think.
But
But I thought this would be fun to catch up. I mean, I was looking back at it. I think it was March 2016 we last hung out.
Wow. That was right before he released Gone with the Trains.
Yeah. So, yeah, we talked about that record at that time. And now you guys have a brand new record. Mm-hmm. We got a big party coming up. You guys have been touring all over the country and all kinds of fun stuff. So we got a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Since we last spoke, also, you guys kicked off Lou Fest last year, which was an awesome awesome show down there.
That was great.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot of fun seeing you guys a part of that bill, and it was just it was a lot of fun, man. It was a good day, beautiful weather, and
just a little mucky, but I'm sorry.
Yeah,
right. It was good.
Yeah, the mud was a little like it rained like crazy, like the but other than that, like after that, the weather was fine, and
people made the most of it. Though they were walking around, no shoes on, and rolling in it. So I think it was good. People were positive regardless.
Right, but it was fun to also just kind of see you guys up on the big stage eating it up, man. Like in the front of the crowd and showing them what you got. And
it was nice to be like watching. Like we were downhill, and we were able to look uphill and watch people walking down to us. Yeah. So it was like to see how many more people there were after we played than there were when we started.
Right.
Was a great feeling.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I think part of that too was also like it was a mess kind of getting in the gate that morning too. Like so,
right.
So I think that's kind of why it was a little slow trickling in there. But but it turned out to be awesome. Man. It was a really good time. And this year, I think they invited Matthias and the Pirates.
That is
that's a great artist.
Yeah, Mastermind.
Those guys have been working at it for some time, so it's good that they got the recognition.
Lou Fest has been really good at trying to tap local talent, and that's awesome to see.
Yeah, hardworking talent too.
Definitely. I mean, I just love that they're doing that. They could obviously have all these national acts, but they're giving a lot of our great locals the opportunity to play in front of the big crowd, like the people that deserve it, like you're saying. Get there early, check out all of our friends kicking the party off this year. But
yeah, you've probably done podcasts with a lot of them.
Yeah, Matthias from Pirates been on a couple times. Beth's been on, and I don't have the list in front of me. Who else is all
Mastermind was the other one we named. I know there's a couple other ones though, too. Yeah. Not off the top of my head.
And Simon, Lufesh, you too, a couple there as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. You guys, like I said, you guys have been out spreading the love all over the place now. I've been on the road and I've been enjoying, I was telling you guys, I was really digging Simon's videos from all of his little tour updates and stuff. And, those are cracking me up.
That dude is crazy.
Yeah.
It's good to see him do that because Spank is the least connected on social media
now,
So, it's good to see him out there showing himself and his personality because what you saw, what you read, that's Spanky all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, especially if he missed it, he does his, you guys stayed on a boat.
Did stay on a boat.
An Airbnb boat. Yeah.
In Stamford, Connecticut, which is, side note, one of the weirdest places I've ever been in my life.
Stamford and Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fort Wayne was weird, too, to me. It's like, but Stamford, I feel Kevin.
Yeah.
I walked to a fish place, and I felt exactly where he was coming from.
There's just, like, no homogenous cultural makeup at all. Like, you're hearing, a ton of different foreign languages. Not just, one foreign language. You're hearing, 10 to 15 different languages. I heard, so many different.
Yeah.
But
and it's like everybody's talking to each other in that language. We're all for diversity. Clearly, we're in phonics. So, we don't want to get it twisted.
Yeah. Not at all.
And Fort Wayne felt like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
it was awkward.
Huh.
It was strange. Kept seeing accidents and there's no highway system in Fort Wayne.
Oh, yeah?
This is fact. You can look that up. So everywhere you went, you had to take, a road or, It was strange.
Huh. Yeah, that's one thing I do want to do more of. I've done very little traveling around this country, so I would love to go out and see more of it.
we can do a whole podcast on our adventures throughout the years, because there's a story for every place we've went.
Sure. you guys get to do much when you go to these towns, or is it pretty much roll up and play your gig? And
depends on the times, like load-in times. Like some venues are a little bit more lax, like, because, you know, a lot of load-in times, it's like a hurry up and wait situation, but you just have no choice but to hurry up and wait, and just to, so you can, you know, maintain your professional stature and all that.
Yeah.
But like sometimes they're just straight up front with you, like the sound guy's not going to be here till like 8:30, so
show up at 7:45.
Yeah.
It depends. He's right. It depends. It also depends on the city.
Yeah.
Like, some cities we go to, there's a ton of things to do.
Sure.
So you get a chance to do some stuff. We've always been good at finding food in different cities. That's one thing. But in other cities, it's kind of like, this is it. Yeah. You're what's happening tonight, so.
Yeah, like, well, I don't want to knock the city, but I'm just saying, like, an example of that was, like, Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
When we played there, it was like, it was like a Thursday, I think, or something, maybe. And just nothing going on in this town. Like, at least on where we were at.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the best dish you guys found? You said no trouble finding food. You recall anything?
We can tell you the worst we've ever found. This is going to show. Lucky's in Chicago was totally overrated.
Yeah.
This was years ago, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is years ago. But on this trip, what's the best that we... problem with the Philly cheesesteak. I thought it was good.
I loved the Philly cheesesteak.
That was good. I thought it was
I think good. It's because other members of the band didn't put the peppers on it.
Yeah, that's what it is, Kevin, because you and I both... And
they were too lazy to break them open. They weren't cut peppers. They were entire, like, small, spicy pickled peppers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you had to, like, break them up and then put them on the sandwich. And it was fire.
Man, I don't even eat hot stuff the way I used to. I used to, like, drink hot sauce. But I was sitting there eating the peppers, handing them out to people because they were that good. I could have just ate the peppers by themselves. Like,
right.
Yeah, so, yeah, the Philly cheesesteak was really, really good. I would go back to Philly and buy another.
Yeah, we had, I'd say, yeah, that one got mixed reactions from the band. But I think everybody liked Snappies in Chicago, which was like a Cajun style. Like, they had like fried shrimp and like, whatever fried, it was all fried awesomeness, you know.
Yeah, so it was there. Yeah, it was cool, you know. Yeah,
Snappies, and I know Larry liked the bagel. Having a
man, what was the name of the place?
I don't remember the name of the place.
Yeah. We were in Manhattan. I know that much. And there was a Spanky was insistent on having a bagel. And the rule is we try to do everything everybody wants to do at some point. Okay, so we went to go get a bagel, and at first I was like, I don't really want a bagel. Then I said, you know what? I'm going to try it. And I got a bagel with salmon on it.
Whew. Yeah.
I had a lox. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great. I came home since and had another one. And it was really good. But it just wasn't like the one I had.
Anymore. Right. That's the thing. Like, every time I go to Chicago, I pretty much just eat pizza. Because, like,
definitely,
I can't pass it up. But, it's cool.
It's always there. We know that it's there.
For sure.
Like, we've been to Chicago a number of times, and we have gotten pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it. We know it's good. It's just, like, it's not always
on
the list.
So that's my thing. Like, I have a hard time stepping out, trying something new when I already know that I love the pizza so much.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's like it's... but yeah, man.
Why experiment with your money?
Sure. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When I'm hungry, I don't want to experiment.
All right.
If I'm a little hungry and I'm open, then I'm willing to try stuff. But
sure.
I think that's one of the things about the trips. And I mean, different members have different tastes. But when you're out of town, that's when you're supposed to kind of risk it a little bit to get the experience. And once you have that experience, you don't have to do it again. You know? Yeah.
So what's you guys? What the five of you in a? In a van or something? Or how do you guys...
We had six total. We brought Alex Ellis was our tour manager.
Mm-hmm.
So he did most of the driving, and yeah, we just all fit in and all our equipment.
Yeah.
It's sometimes a tight squeeze. I know in the back seat, it's kind of a little rough.
Yeah.
But
shout out to Alex. I met him at Lou Fest that day.
Yeah.
After being friends with
cool
him online for a while.
Yeah. He's
shout out to the Record Machine in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Alex has been a very big part of a lot of our, you know, growth in some ways, and he's been really good at helping us get some things in line, so we have to give him a big shout out.
Definitely. Well, you guys, like I said, you guys got a brand new record out now, and this is Purple Piano Society, right?
Yeah.
And what was, was that a month ago or something? When did that release?
A month and a half now, maybe?
Yeah, June 30th.
June. Yeah, but I like I said, man, it was cool to get some, you know, again, was just a little over a year and a half ago, we were talking about Gone with the Trends, and now you got another batch of new songs, so it was cool to hear that you guys are, you know, keeping busy and always putting out new stuff, so.
Definitely staying busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is now available all over your digital platforms or wherever you're buying music, and yeah. I'm guessing you guys will have physical copies available.
Yeah, Kevin made sure we had some in vintage vinyl. So
yeah, go to Vintage Vinyl and get a copy, or yeah. Come to our show. This, you know, any show, and then we're also talking about the show August 26th
yeah.
at the Old Rock House. We'll have CDs as well as a special kind of download card, which you'll be able to get your hands on, which is kind of a play on like a playing card or a tarot card. So come check that out.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's cool. Like, I had a conversation once with Nick Vatterott. He's a comic, and Comedy Central put out his record, and they weren't going to release physical copies, and they were just going to give him digital download codes kind of thing. But you know, instead of just having a blank business card kind of deal like that, like he wanted to actually get creative with the codes and stuff, and like so like with his on the front of the cover of the record was like a pinball machine thing. And so like he had this idea of like making like a little flip book of that pinball machine kind of thing. So like he put it all together in a little flip book, and it's actually a servable product as a flip book, but it's also got the download code, so it's like
nice.
Instead of just selling them like, oh, here's $10 for the CD and this code or whatever, so it's cool to see, you know, like you're saying, like a kind of a tarot card thing or whatever, getting more creative with just instead
yeah,
of just
for
a simple.
Sure. We've been inspired by seeing what other local artists do and such, and then we kind of extrapolate on that and
put an Illphonics twist on it.
Yeah, so we've got like 7 official releases, so we've got 7 cards to choose from. It's like a whole deck.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Nice. So yeah, the party is Saturday over at Old Rock House. That's August 26th, and you're bringing along Cave of Swords.
Yes.
Chris Grimes, is that right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'll probably
Tonina Saputo.
There you go.
She's a very, very talented up and coming like jazz influenced artist, but who knows what she's going to end up doing in her career. She has all sorts of potential. Yeah. So.
Chris Grimes has been out here on the hip-hop scene for a while doing his thing, and you can't have the story of Illphonics without Cave of Swords. It's like we've been neck and neck with them coming along since the beginning. They're great friends of ours.
Sure. Yeah, that's a cool lineup, too. Very diverse. You're going to get a little bit of everything, it sounds like. So that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to it.
We love diversity in our lineups because we're a diverse band. We don't really like to just be thrown into one category.
Right. Yeah, you got. I mean, especially even in this record, like we were talking about, you get some pretty straightforward R&B type of stuff, and then you get some, you know, then you got the other end of, you know, pretty much straightforward hip hop. And like, and so it's kind of cool to hear you guys, you know, keep expanding, you know, always pushing the boundaries of on these records, and
We try.
We're trying, that's for sure. I think this record though is the most unique because of the time frame. If you really follow our trajectory, we usually give ourselves a couple of years between projects. You know, that's been safely something we've done, or a year and a half, but it's more time. This one we kind of pretty much did what, less than a year, about a year.
It only took us like 3 months, maybe.
But the thing about this album, out of all of them, is this was the most experimental with how we approached the recording process. So I really think if we were to do it again with a little bit more time, this album is great. I love it. I think we'll really blow people completely away because, you know, it was more of a like, hey, let's do something different. Let's just see how it worked, you know. And, you know, to Kevin's credit, he did a lot of recording. There's a lot of late nights at his house, you know. It was a lot of on the fly stuff, you know. From the lyrical standpoint, it was a different approach, you know, but when we got through with it, you know, and we had many a night, so we were having conversations where we were like, well, look, you know. But I think it came out really, really good.
Yeah. We forced ourselves a hard deadline and just somehow managed to make it happen.
Was this is this kind of the release party? I mean, have you guys had an official release party in St. Louis?
No, we didn't really do a release party, so I guess you could say this is kind of the celebration of what this album is. But we didn't really do a release party for this one, though.
Yeah. But this will be a good opportunity to come to the show for sure and pick up a copy.
We have a lot of different merch, as he said. Yeah. Tarot cards. We worked with Hello Jizu. Am I saying it correctly?
Well, technically, I think he goes by his company name, the Good Vibes Dealer.
There you go.
He collaborated with us on Incense, and so he was actually influenced by the album. We asked him to listen to the album before he actually set out to create whatever scent that he put into the incense. And he was really pumped about it right off the bat, and I was like, yes, we found a good person to work with. And shout out to him. As an artist, he is known as Hello Jizu, and he just released an album which is quite good. So everybody should check him out too. He's an up and coming artist as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people that shouts out to Joaquin Music. He came in the studio, and I mean, I've been knowing Kevin for years now, and, you know, Kevin's a music person. He knows his history, he knows his music, so it's not often that I see Kevin blown away by somebody. But Joaquin came in singing vocals and was like, if it was like a home run derby, clack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Clack. I mean, he nailed the songs from the way he sung them to getting exactly how I wanted them to sound, you know. So shout out to him. And he just released a project as well. So we kind of collaborate a lot with people, you know, in a way, you know. So.
Well, I think that's extremely important, too, to just to keep it fresh, you know. Having a fresh take on something, you know, hearing somebody else's ideas. If you're, you know, you're collaborating like that and, like, you know, just different approaches to different things and learning how they do it and, like, applying it to what you guys are doing and that kind of, you know, it's just...
It's whenever you don't necessarily have to guide the guest as much as... Like, certain guests require more guidance than others, but, like, when they can come in and just, like, already intuitively know what you want and just do it, like... Mm-hmm. That was Joaquin, for sure.
He nailed it. I mean, we worked with Naisha Bailey. She sung on some songs. Shout out to her. And Zach came in, and he worked on Heights with us. So it was a few people that threw into the pot.
Sure. Yeah. I guess Heights, is that the single, I guess? That's the first video, right?
Yeah, it's the first video off the album. It was funny, though. So, you know, I love telling backstories. Heights was supposed to be a song in itself, and it ended up going on the Purple Piano Society. You know, we made it work.
But he meant, we were intending to release it like a single initially.
Yeah. So we threw it in there, and so, yeah, it ended up working out and whatnot. And Brock Russell came in and directed the video for it. So he did our previous video, 96-99, from The Gone with the Trend. So yeah, another good collaboration there.
Yeah, it was a great video. I love that one. And I love that song, too. And,
thank you.
Yeah, man.
Why not? My crossover got me breaking ankles. In rank 2, no gravitas to negative thoughts. You see my angle? Scan the room, where's your etiquette? Apparent, I'm the elephant, evidently eloquent. Piss excellence while brethren fraternize with malevolence. Comparisons irrelevant while still setting the precedent. Cornerstone of intelligence. Pick your mission, hit start button to continue. Not advance, press pause, go back to the menu. Trying to change the difficulty, not that easy to do. You in control of your life, or does your life control you? Just take a chance, I'll make it where it's worth all your time. I know you'll shine. So take a chance, I'll take you there. And I know you'll climb to all new heights.
Count your blessings, I was told, let me check my tally. Some lessons under the guise of misfortune, sadly.
Were they blessings in disguise, or do I have a problem for listing my mishaps within that score column?
Just a different point of view.
But it ain't rose tinted.
It's just the attitude I choose.
You see my eyes squinted.
Yeah, it's hard to believe
the things that I've witnessed.
But this is reality.
So you go on living. I try to do it with precision, the way my mind would envision. No mistakes or a given. Trust my intuition. Show leadership from the front and not on looking positions. And when I hear your voices speaking, I make sure to listen. Just take a chance. I make it well.
You may know the actor, actually, in that video, Caleb Kirby. Mm-hmm. He plays in a number of local bands. He used to play with the group Tristan from Nashville as well, but he's doing Animal Children is his group. He's a hell of a drummer and a composer, so that was cool to just, like, randomly see somebody that I had met previously on the, you know, out playing music, and then just to get the first finished draft of the video, you click it in, and then you're like, oh, I know that guy.
He's jumping from selling the roof and getting the Spider-Man on.
Check out the video. It's on your Facebook and
the website, illphonics.net.
There you go. Yeah, they get you all your goodies over there at Illphonics.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't, if you don't come to the website, we're on Google Play, Amazon, Apple Music. You name it, Spotify, Pandora, we're there.
We're doing it up real good with the website now. We got it linked up to our online store now, too, which is really the first time we've gotten all that together. Right. But, you know, it's tough as an independent band, man.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of work. It's a job in itself.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm kind of learning a little more of that. I've kind of tapped into the merch a little bit, starting to do. Actually, I'm wearing one.
Yeah, looks nice.
Yeah, doing some shirts and stuff, and I put out some pins and things. So I'm kind of, you know, I totally relate more and more every day to what you guys are doing, because as I'm trying to do the same thing, you know, build my brand up. And
hell yeah,
merch is where the money is, man. Yeah. It's just, you know, I think if anything, we can safely speak on being on the road and touring, and we can tell you for a fact that merch money saves lives sometimes. It really does. So if you can invest in anything, I was having a conversation with my little cousin, and I told him, while you're young and you have, you know, disposable income, you know, get your merch game very tight, invest in it now, because the older you get with more responsibilities, the more difficult it is. And be creative. Like, that's the thing. There's no rules.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah,
no rules at all.
You're talking about the incense thing and creating that, the different scents and all that. Like, I was just hanging with those guys, Cluster Pluck, and they've worked with somebody to create their own scent for beard oils and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is fun. They all got beards and
they
stuff.
They got to us first. Keith talked about that at one point.
Yeah.
So.
But I just think it's cool. Like, you know, again, you're just something different, you know, besides just a t-shirt or whatever, you know.
You know, they come over and say, we got CDs for sale. That just gets old. It's like, if you need some incense for the house, like, just come, you know, we got some.
Yeah, it's great quality stuff, and just something a little out of the ordinary. So I think that's pretty cool. And
it's quality stuff.
I think people respond to that, though, like, you know.
Like, like the album before this one, our self-titled, we needed to do download cards, so we came up with the idea of putting them on floppy disk drives.
Yeah.
And people would come over. It was conversation piece. People were like, do you know what's on this floppy disk? We're like, no, it could be the codes to some security. We don't know.
Yeah.
But you could get the download card. People would buy the download cards just because it was nostalgia.
Sure.
Oh, man, I remember I had a floppy disk drive. We all did. To some
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, most people think it's actually meant to be put into a floppy. They're like, I don't still have that floppy disk drive. It's like, well... Yeah, you don't need it.
You don't need it.
Well, I was telling you guys one of my favorite songs on this new record is Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Just a real kind of funky groove song to that, man. Like, I love the little the chorus going and singing it played off really well.
It's got its own vibe. I think it's in its own kind of category as an Ilphonic song.
Yeah.
It was definitely. Like, I don't think we've ever started with something so simple before.
Yeah, I think it scared band members at first.
Yeah.
Because it was so simple.
Yeah.
You know, some band members were like, we need to add more. And I know I was one that's like, no, don't.
Yeah, let it breathe.
Sometimes it
needs to breathe.
Sure.
Aha, come, young king. I've concocted a new drink. You should try it. It'll take you far, far away. Steady sipping on the strange brew. I've got this vision taking hold of me. Another version of reality. Hey, Merlin, Merlin, pour me another cup. I don't know what the mixture is that I drink, but I see that it's bubbling up. Linda, Linda, listen, get off my nuts. I can see that you're loving my style, and that's cool right now, you're just doing too much. On a chill spell from the blend well, see my grins well, quick smell till I'm lit well. What begins well, may not end well, oh well, taking that L, I've been through hell. I'm not concerned to worry about stuff we need, you know I'm clutch. You're in the go house searching for war right now, I don't care too much. I'm trying to kick back, get in my zone like a wide, I'm returning punts. Alexa, I'm gone, Merlin stirred up, and this goblin won't even front. You see my head bob, cause the beats bomb. Keep calm, I'ma keep going when the drink's gone. Think I've reached arm, I can reach God. Seems odd, whatever in this, it must be strong.
You're in a train.
The hell you put in this cup, I'm thinking it's way too much. Goodness gracious, I'm floating to way above. I can't even read palms, but trust on my view, I can see everything to come. Hubble's eye view, I can see moves, then zoom in on the color that it leads to. Red, blue, yellow, any mixture, mix use, fly through a prism like a bindu. I know I'm out somewhere on this floor, I keep bouncing, I'm feeling the rush. I know the wizard's back at that bar waiting to refill me up. Brown or white, depends what I choose, don't matter, I'm feeling lush. She's in my ear, keep saying, what's up, I'm looking a million bucks. In the sky, big is the juice, so lose my diffidence, slow as a sumo. Ready, set, go, let the drink pole get your back, pretty lady, time to dip, yo.
Where is this place that I'm going to? Steady sipping on the strange brew. I got this feeling coming over me. I can see into eternity. A strange feeling that I never knew. Another world that I can look into. There's no telling what's ahead of me. I guess for now I'll just let it be.
You're in a trance. Soon as you feel the dance.
I think Kevin helped make that song, because I remember when we were working on it, I came up with lyrics to it. And Kevin came over to his house to record, and he was like, I have an idea, and he sang it. And when he sang it, like, it's been times me and Kevin have went back and forth on songs.
Right.
When he sang it, I was like, Kevin, that's money. Like, and it really took it to another level, you know? So.
Well, and I feel like it's, like, very radio-friendly, you know, hip-hop, could, you know, like, fit right in with a lot of stuff like that, and, like, so I don't know. It sounded good, man. It's got a good groove to it, and it hits too. Like,
Thank you.
Got some of that bass going there through that. And so
We did some little audio tricks to kind of reel people in. You know, we will not divulge those secrets.
we did some of the old school stuff, some unique stuff. Because I think, and it's funny you say that, because I feel like with that song, it does fit today. Today's music is so scarce, I feel like.
Right.
There's a lack of everything in it. And with that song, we actually, you know, went that direction. But it worked out really well. So. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I really dig that tune a lot. You guys also wanted to share Swear, which is also, you can find on Purple PNLC. Purple Piano Society.
Say that five times.
Yeah, right. Where does that name come from anyway? What's the society and stuff?
Well, to make a very long, long story short, when I was in high school here in University City, there was a Purple Piano Club. And I'm a very imaginative person. So I always thought it was some society that just went along with it, you know, and just kind of built off of that. And I wanted to record an album based off of that for some time, but it just wasn't the right time.
Right.
And it just seems like this time it worked out, you know.
Sure.
Well, that goes to show you, when you're in a band, stick with your ideas. It may take 5 years.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Definitely. Yeah. That's true.
I did like, too, the pictures you guys, the shots you took with where Kevin was wearing the monocle and stuff. And So those were fun.
Yeah. You get to turn into a character. You know, I think that's something that can be valuable as an entertainer, because, you know, it's most comfortable to just be yourself usually, but it's fun, I think, to every now and then play a character.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, this is all supposed to be fun.
Sure.
I mean, you know, a lot of people can get real emotional with music, and that's cool too. I mean, I write, you know, a lot of emotional tunes, but, like, ultimately, music brings people together. It's for people to have fun. And
exactly.
So, like, if you can take a little inspiration from somebody like, you know, David Bowie, you know, someone who played all sorts of characters.
Right.
Like, maybe no need to go that far with it, but, like, because nobody will ever get to that level of, I mean.
I work Broadway Oyster Bar, and Sean Cannon plays down there every Wednesday night doing his Voodoo Player shows. And, you know, he does a lot of, like, classic rock stuff, and he could go in and just play the songs, but part of the fun of what he's created down there is, like, you know, he'll do, like, Bob Weir Night from Grateful Dead, and they'll all wear the short shorts and stuff like that, you know, like, they do get into character, and, like, this week they're doing Blues Brothers, so they have Jake and Elwood, and they put chicken wire fencing around the stage, and, like, and they, you know, it's just those little attention detail that makes, it really makes it a show, you know.
I also think with the Purple Piano Society, to go back to it, too.
Yeah.
It kind of just gives you another element of us, because what was funny about this album was, typically when you look at the stage, you see Kevin on guitar, you see Keith on keys, you see Chaz on drums. What people don't really know about this group, and it's been starting to happen for years, is that it's interchangeable. People move around. Like, Kevin does, like, a piano solo or a synth solo on We Go. You know, like, you would have thought Keith did that, you know. Or how Keith programmed some of the drums for some of these songs. Or, like, how Chaz played the keys on other ones, you know. And that type of stuff.
Like, we all worked on drum parts together. Like,
yeah.
Some, you know, so it's the first time I've ever, like, even created any kind of drum sounds, I think. For the band.
Yeah, so, and I think that's the story of Illphonics. On stage, we have positions, and those are slowly changing to some degree, but it's a music collective.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Purple Piano Society is pretty much emphasizing. It's a society of musicians. You know, his first instrument may be the guitar. I might be an MC first, but, you know, at any moment, I can be on the drum pad, or, you know, any moment he can be, you know, because Kevin, he has an array of, like, percussion instruments from all over. He's shaking goat nails. You know, you never know what's gonna happen. That's and true. I think that's the beauty of where we're at right now.
Definitely, man. Well, like I said, you guys want to share the song "Swear"? Is there anything around this tune you guys wanted to talk about?
I can tell you exactly what I was on when I was writing lyrics for it. I just think it's a gross song, and if you really listen to it, because it's the Purple Piano Society kind of has an order to it. I'm saying to the young lady that I'm speaking to in the song that being at a bar and the party life doesn't impress me as much as going and seeing things. And I think as a group, you learn that. I think we've been around so long and we've earned so many people's respect because we've been out and we've gotten a chance to experience music all over the country. And I think it's the same thing with your relationships, too. You know, you want to travel. You want to do things. You want to... It's those experiences that make you grow with a person. It's not just being able to go to the bar and buy somebody something. And so I guess it's just me recognizing... And we speak as a group, you know. We now at a point as a group where we're comfortable in what we do, you know. I'm comfortable in who I am, you know. Don't worry about the superficial stuff. Let's go somewhere. We'll figure it out on the back end, you know.
Yeah.
So I swear that, you know, you'll have a good time. You'll enjoy it, you know.
Definitely, man.
Let's travel the world. Hey. Let's travel the world. Hey. Hey. Let's travel the world. Let's travel the world. Be my girl. Hey, hey, check it. Let's travel abroad, all aboard. I'll be my passenger. Neato. I see free throws from a seat so close you can see ring host on. Your favorite stars, we at the bar. Tell me what you drink, see. No, no. But not tonight. Let's do this right. Cause money ain't a thing we own.
We own.
It surely feels good to say. You can live like a queen today. Or forever, don't matter, my lady. You can have your way. This luxury. So get your bags right now. We going on a trip. Any given continent, so you pick. Don't worry about the price, get ready to dip. Yeah, we'll return, but once home, the life that you knew before was seen, man. Hard to assimilate when living amongst the others, everything's bad. Everything's set, coronet ready, and I'm really sure you will rock it well. No matter if they stop to stare, we don't care. They're all captivated under your spell. Yeah.
We don't live it up without care. We can go around the world. That's my word. That's my word.
Guards and let them know we tried in the globe. Back to the wind where we descend for the time we calling it home. Uh-huh. Be it in the Rio or a Lusty show somewhere from a Nat Geo. We visit every spot but we got three more where we go. Let's go be ghosts. It can be fast paced, jump in the rap race where the mission is to get green notes. Uh-huh. Off in the cut where everything's slow, small town, small everything town seems like close.
Be on this boat.
Maneuver with such zeal. They're all in her feels. Don't care for the fees. Just tell them fall in line every time. Get hit to a routine. They kiss ring, you're the new queen. It applies to the king. Should expect all the same things. Nothing more, nothing less. Go on with the quest of your destiny's waiting. Now will you be partaking? Me and you on the road. History in the making. Get
em. We don't live it up without care. We can go around the world. That's my word. That's my word.
Is there, you know, we're kind of talking about earlier about the road and, like, you guys been bouncing all over the place. Is there anything, do you guys have any do's or don'ts to people looking to get out and tour? Like,
yeah.
Do you have some definitely. Words of advice?
I've got a handful, probably. And I was thinking about making some sort of, like, Facebook post about it. Or, we could even come up with, like, the Ilphonics guidebook to travel for bands. Or, I don't know. Anyway, so I'd recommend definitely get Airbnbs. If you can't find, like, a friend to crash with, definitely. Like, because then you can very cheaply fit your entire band into a private residence that you are not sharing with anyone. And then that's also, there's a kitchen available, so you get to cook your own food and save some money that way, too. I would say do your best to strengthen relationships with the other artists that you're playing with. I mean, the key to an out-of-town show being a success, I think, is the quality of the bands or artists that you're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's something that I personally like to do, again, just to save some money. Keep a cooler for the van, and anybody can drink. So they're trying to keep cold, and then also, honestly, like, hot dogs aren't, like, the best for you or whatever. But, like, for me to warm up a hot dog in a gas station microwave, that was one of the most satisfying meals I've ever had on the road.
Right.
Because it was hot and it was fast and it cost me almost nothing.
Right.
You know? So,
I mean, it's a lot of things when it comes to getting on the road and whatnot. You know, the biggest thing that I would just say is you have to take that leap and just be willing to sacrifice. It's not easy. You right. know, we're not living in the days where record labels are signing you young bands and giving you millions of dollars to tour. That's why we emphasize merchandise. You have to have it. Like, it's not, don't go on a roll without merchandise. Right. It's that simple. You know, Kevin has already touched on relationships with bands. You have to network and you have to let go of your ego and your pride, because some of the cities we play in, we do okay in, is because we're friends with bands from that city. And these guys love us so much, they tell their friends to come out and check us out. So I think that's very, very important. Vehicle maintenance. We've been blessed over the years that we haven't had many car issues on the road. We had a flat tire in Iowa. And every now and then something that happened, but you have to take care of your vehicles, making sure that the oil is changed and whatnot, you know, figuring out your system of driving and whatnot. And that's another thing that's important. Know your drivers that like to drive and know your ones that aren't good, you know, and just make sure everybody gets home safe and whatnot. I mean, we can have a whole podcast dedicated to traveling the road.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin, he gave some really good tips as well, you know, because some of these places are expensive. New York and California, They'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there, do you guys have a lot of say in who's sharing the bill and stuff with these shows? Or do the clubs kind of help?
It varies.
Yeah. Is there, my friend, actually they're sponsoring the show now, but my friend Katie's been working to help out touring musicians. She's got this company called Gigabit Rocks, and it's like essentially a networking.
Yeah.
And then networking tool to help people.
Yeah,
engage
definitely. We should use that even more in the future, sure.
But I was just wondering, I mean, that's how that would have, because
it's still a new site, I think they're just,
that's still phase one. She's like working on that, but I think it'd be cool, like, if you know, it's a lot to that though. I mean, especially if you guys are coming to town, not really having a name in some of these cities, you know, and relying on locals, I guess, to help book a show and stuff, so.
You have to. And I mean, and I'm just going to give you just a bit of advice, anybody who's booking shows, don't reach out to a booking agent about playing the city if you don't know who you're going to have on the ticket. Because I'm going to tell you automatically, if you're not from that city, they're going to want to know who you have on the ticket that's going to bring a draw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that simple. And another thing is, just be prepared. It will take you several emails and some failures before you break into a city. It's just the reality. Because I think people in St. Louis get caught up in, I'm doing well in South City, I'm doing well here. That doesn't always translate to a whole different market. They don't really care how great you're doing in your city. They want to know how many people you're going to bring in that's going to buy stuff at the bar.
Drinking.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Kevin said it's simple and plain. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you have to put yourself out there, and it's not easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not easy. You know, work schedules, all that make that life difficult. But the truth of the matter is, if you're going to really get into the ears of listeners and get to people who can make a difference, they're going to ask you, so what's your touring schedule looks like? You know?
Do you guys get to do, like, local radio or hand out flyers bit in town? Or
we do some of that, for sure.
Yeah. I imagine that all that will help, too.
Yeah. If anything, it just feels wonderful to hear your music played on the airwaves. Like, while you're in the studio, it's cool. You're like, who knows how many people are listening to this? Like, and just knowing that someone is hearing it for the first time, and that's a really cool feeling.
Yeah, I agree.
It's cool when you get out in the streets and you meet people. Like, we went to Nashville and we hit some spots. We went to, am I saying it correctly, Kevin? Third Man Records?
Yeah, Third Man.
Yeah, we went some places, and it's in these places that you meet people that know the town, and they can give you little advice. Like, sometimes you go to a city and it doesn't work out the way you wanted it the first time, but the information you get from that trip prepares you for the second time, so you know better how to, you know.
Yeah.
I get, working the door at Oyster Bar, like I was saying, I get people come down there, you know, a lot of tourists and stuff, and then the hotels always tell them to come down there and eat, and like, or music or whatever, and they're like, where should we go? And I'm like, so I do my part to try to, you know, guide people.
Share the best of what you know from your own town. That's like the best way to be hospitable to someone.
Right.
Yeah, man. So you guys, like I said, you got the big party on Saturday here in St. Louis at Old Rock House, Cave of Swords, Chris Grimes, and Tonina Saputo, right?
Indeed.
All right. And after that, you guys are going to keep going, right? You got more dates on this Purple Piano Tour, right?
Yeah. We are right now kind of, like I said, moving into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We're in the process of getting some more out-of-town shows and whatnot. You know, it takes 2 to 3 months sometimes to hear back from people, but working on that. We definitely will have some shows locally. We, you know, at this point, we're not going to say exactly where.
Yeah, you'll see us pop up here and there.
It'll pop up.
Come out on the 26th.
That's exactly what I was getting at. Come out on the 26th. Rock with us on the 26th. Then after that, we'll let you know where and when and whatnot. But I mean, just focusing on 2018. You know, we've been blessed and we appreciate everybody in St. Louis that's really helped support us. But you know, we just see that it's time for us to just go elsewhere and play, you know.
Is that like the biggest bucket list thing or whatever? You know, I mean, I know you guys have accomplished a whole lot already, but I mean,
you can only record so many albums, like,
yeah,
because you know, recording albums isn't cheap. Like, it's obviously become way cheaper than it used to be, but it still is not cheap in terms of like time sacrifices and things like that. So, it's like, we've already put out such a catalog. I mean, we're probably not going to stop making music, but I'm just saying, like, the focus needs to be a little bit more on the just getting it to more people, not necessarily having more music.
Yeah, Kevin's absolutely right. I mean, if you think about it, we put out Gone with the Trends last year and this. We have enough new music for another 2 years to really sit on. Plus, let's not even talk about the other projects we have on top of that. Yeah. We have enough music where if we wanted to come to the Broadway Oyster Bar and just do an Illphonics night, we could literally play 3 to 4 hours of music. It's just for us, the reality is you don't get Illphonics until you see us live.
Yeah.
It's when you see us live that it all makes sense. And like Kevin said, we just want to put ourselves in front of people. So we've made investments. You know, we've upped our merchandise game. We bought a van.
Yeah.
You know, we've really put it into just trying to do things to put us in front of groups of people that have listened to us from the distance but need to have that experience up close. Because once they get it, they become ill fans. Yeah, they go to the people, you know?
It's a different beast completely. Like, if you've never seen us live, like, I mean, you just have really no concept of what we're actually like.
Sure. Well, and I mean, and like, a record's great, but like, there's a certain energy that, you know, especially between five, six players on the stage, like, you guys create a wall of sound and an energy, and people respond to it. And, like, you know, there's something about live music that it just doesn't come through on a record. And, like, you know, so it just you have to experience it all.
Well, that's the thing, man. Like, studio magic is great. And don't get me wrong, we got a few wizards in our team that understand studio magic. But the people that have changed my life, because I haven't been able to be here all the time and see them, you know, I wasn't here in the 70s. But the ones that I love, when I look at YouTube videos and documentaries on them, you can see how they captivate audiences. And those are the experiences. People remember the albums, but they also remember, my mother talks about when she saw Marvin Gaye at the Checker Dome and his show. And I know she loves his albums, but it's that show and how he came out that stood out to her.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we aim for. We aim to create memories. Experiences. Yeah, my goal one day, and I pray on it all the time, is one day I want to have a kid and drive my kid up to an elementary school and look at the back of a minivan and see an Illphonics sticker on the back and know that this is a family that when they get their vacation time, they're traveling across the country to go see us at some dope festival because they love Illphonics, you know.
Yeah, man. That'd be cool. Well, again, come out to the show, pick up the Purple Piano Society, wherever you're getting music, pick up a copy at the show, physical copies.
Tickets are on sale at Metrotex. Just go ahead and get them if you can before. You can still purchase them the day of, too, but, you know, get them early, you know, get a few.
And follow along on Facebook and all that, and Illphonics.net, all your details there, and the store and everything else. You can pick up a shirt before you go to the party. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks again, guys. I appreciate
Thank you, Shane, taking some time to hang.
I mean, this has been a lot of fun.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Have a good night, guys.
Peace.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.